As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about.
Good evening.
It's what we're thinking.
Yes, it is what we're thinking about. Welcome to the second show of It's What We're Thinking About. I am your host, Ken Ludwig. Thank you for joining me this evening. This is your stop for a new kind of radio, a new kind of listening. Hopefully we are going to change some paradigms here and tune people into an entire way, a new way of living their lives, of looking at life from a more spiritual aspect, from a more respectful aspect, from an aspect of treating each and every one of us as what we are, which is just simply an equal individuation of the one. When people walk around saying we are one, that is the teaching of the ages. If all of us just walked around thinking to ourselves, we are one, everyone around me is part of the same stuff, it would be a whole different way of looking at life. Wednesday night, we talked a little bit about The Secret and the Law of Attraction. That's an ongoing theme of this show and of my life. My purpose here is to hopefully raise consciousness. It is all about changing the paradigm of how we think, raising our consciousness from the negative, from victimhood, into the positive, and into what I'm calling for now, the victor. Those are the people who are in charge, are the victors. Too often, this country in particular, we spend our time just thinking about how everyone has victimized us, how we are a victim of this one and that one, of circumstance, of the government, of the powers that be, of this focus group, that focus group. Everybody has a special interest, and little by little, we start to feel that the special interests are taking control and that they're in charge. And the truth is, they're only in charge if we let them. And when we let them, we have made a choice to do that. Every minute of every day, we are a choice to do the exact opposite. Nobody victimizes me unless I allow them to do so. What I would rather allow is for the divine circuits to pass through me and to create an entire new type of life, a new type of existence for myself and everyone around me. I think I mentioned this the other night. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, we need to move our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. The bloated nothingness to me is a reference to our egos and to our ways of our default thinking. Where we go when it's comfortable, when we don't want to actually deal with something, when we don't want to take responsibility, we go to our default thinking, and that's the victimhood place. And if we were simply to connect to what Emerson refers to as the divine circuits, we would have a whole different way of life. So this is the second show. And I think tonight I want to take a step back and talk a little bit more about The Secret. I want to talk a little bit more about the basics of it. How do we understand a little bit more about what it is? I believe also on Wednesday night I mentioned that the first reference to The Secret really is in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. That is a classic book. It should really be required reading for everybody. But he refers to The Secret as that methodology and that thought process that many, many successful people of the early 1900s had in common. And he was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie to write that book, and he spent some 20 years interviewing people. Well, the music's up for the first break. We'll continue from that point, and I'll talk to you soon.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day.
Yep, that's right. We used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day, and now we got it 24/7. We get the negativity and the purient and the garbage that the broadcast and cable networks ram down our throats nonstop every day. I was reflecting a couple of weeks ago about the fact I didn't really want to hear another thing about Anna Nicole Smith. Because when it comes right down to it, is there anything about that poor woman's life we don't know? Is there anything about her body we don't know and her children we don't know? And the bottom line is it any of our business? Should we have known? But that's the kind of stuff that we get jammed into our faces day in and day out, into our ears, into our heads. It's really very hard to keep a positive outlook and have a positive attitude about the world and your own existence when that's the input that you get all the time. In Barry's song there, that's, by the way, that song is What We're Thinking About. Obviously, it's what I named my show after. What We're Thinking About is by Barry Ebert, who's a really good friend of mine. He's a minister at Mile High Church in Lakewood, Colorado. And he mentions in that song that
just might be the off switch is the best control of all. And I would suggest that to everyone and anyone out there who's listening and paying attention. The best fast that you can go on is a fast from the media, because that is the major source of negativity in our lives. So back to what we were talking about the secret, about Napoleon Hill and the 20 years he spent interviewing people at Andrew Carnegie's behest to write the book Think and Grow Rich. And what he actually came out with was the secret, as he referred to it, was really nothing more than these people that he interviewed changing their lives by changing their thought processes. And it was all about that entire mentality of what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve. And that was absolutely the mentality of the people that he interviewed for that book. As I mentioned earlier, that book is a classic. Think and Grow Rich should be required reading for everybody beyond the age of reason, because there is tremendous information in there about how to change your thinking and change your life. And that's where The Secret takes off, the movie and the book, The Secret. I mentioned again on Wednesday that there's not a lot of people out there, I don't think, who have heard of this movie. This movie is well worth watching. I think it is the second most thought-provoking movie of my lifetime. The first one would be What the Bleep Do We Know, but that's another subject in another show. The Secret, I think, points out in so many different ways that if we put our mind to anything, if we use our brain power for good, for positive, that we absolutely always will produce what we want. Sometimes we don't produce it in exactly the picture that we want it to be. Sometimes we don't produce it in exactly the time frame that we want it. But by and large, we will always produce a result. Sometimes the result is very different from what we expected, but it is always for our highest and best. The problem we run into is that we always... A lot of people think they know about this and they know how to do this. A lot of salespeople are brought up in that kind of a mentality where I absolutely know how to do this for myself and create my day and all those things. Well, by and large, they know some of it and they know part of it. The truth is that our minds are so thoroughly ensconced in the negativity, in thoughts of lack and limitation, that it's virtually impossible for us to get out of there without doing some work and without putting in some practice. Because invariably what happens to us is we decide we want to do something. We decide there's a goal that we want to accomplish. And we make a firm commitment where we're going to do this. And the minute we make that commitment, the little voices start inside our head. The little voices that say, oh, you can't do that. There's no way. That's never going to happen in your life. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're not worthy enough. And all those voices just keep coming at us. And worse than that, we get the same feedback from our families. Our families are telling us things like, why don't you go out and get a real job? You'll never succeed at that. You're not even remotely close to being good enough to do that. And we listen to those voices, and those voices become our default thinking. That becomes what the predominant mindset is for us, and that is what we reflect into the universe, and that's what we get back. So the problem is, or the solution is, really, I don't ever like to talk in terms of problems. Let's talk in terms of solutions, because if we put our focus on the problems, that's what we got. If we put our focus on solutions, that's what we got. And the solution is to get those voices out of our heads, to learn how to develop a set of exercises, develop some practices that will teach us, catch us when we are thinking in those thought processes, and move those thought processes away. There's a scientific piece to this that doesn't get talked about very much. It's about the neural connections in your brain. And when you think the same thought over and over, you connect the neurons in your brain to make a connection, to make a neural net, actually is what it's called. And as you develop your neural net, by and large, a lot of it is just the thoughts you think day in and day out. I'm not sure about the numbers here, but the human brain thinks hundreds of thousands of thoughts a day, and 80 or 90% of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday. So we have some of these neural connections in there pretty solidly. And that, again, is where our default thinking comes from. When we don't want to deal with something, when we don't want to take responsibility, we go to that default thinking because we have those connections made, and those connections are where we're comfortable. The flip side of that coin is to catch yourself when you are having those negative thoughts and to move yourself into a thought process of saying, yeah, you know, I think that, but the truth is that I really am worthy. that I really am good enough, that I really am smart enough, and that I can accomplish this goal, and in fact, I will accomplish this goal. And what you are doing is changing your thinking. You are changing your thought processes, and you are actually creating a new neural net. When you manage to create that new neural net, the one that you have stopped thinking about, that negative one that you are now using less and less, actually disconnects. The saying is that neurons that wire together fire together, which means they stay stuck together. So if you stop using them, it actually breaks and goes a different way. Now, that's the science behind all of that. There's a lot more. It's a lot more complicated than that, and I hope we will get into exercises and thought processes around that. That's part of my coaching that I do for a living. That's how I am trying to change the consciousness of business people around me. I coach business entrepreneurs, or solopreneurs is what I call them. Those are the people I specialize in. Those are people who work in their own business by themselves, or micro-businesses, which I define as businesses with less than 5 employees. That's what I specialize in, and I have a comprehensive, proven, step-by-step system to take the motivated entrepreneur from where you were to where you want to be. And I can literally guarantee the success of anyone who implements this system and puts it to work. And it not only works in the business life, it'll work in your personal life too. And if you are interested in touching base with me about the coaching, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. While we're giving out contact information here, by the way, anyone who's looking to call in tonight, please call me at 1-800-313-9443. I would love to hear your input. I would love to get your feedback. And I'd love to get your thought processes about some of the things that I have to say, which I know are very different for a lot of the people that are listening to this network. So back to the secret. The secret is, in a nutshell, the law of attraction. The law of attraction is the overarching law of the universe. Every other law of the universe is subservient to it. And by that I mean the laws of circulation. There are all kinds of universal spiritual laws that are out there that are just as reliable as the law of gravity, just as important as the law of gravity, and absolutely as mechanical as the law of gravity. We don't pay attention to them. We don't recognize them. We don't realize their function in our lives or the manifestations of their function in our lives. And because we don't recognize what they do, it's impossible to make use of them. But every single one of them is a functioning entity of which we can make use. And in fact, they are there for us to make use. And what we need to do is to learn processes to get to them, to access them. Now, of course, there's the secret is getting lots of play, as I mentioned earlier, although I'm very clear that this is probably a new subject to almost everyone who listens to Republic Broadcasting. But that's okay, because we will fill in the blanks for you, and hopefully we will all move together into a new paradigm of thought processes around this. There is plenty of skepticism. There is always skepticism. When you start talking about things like empowering people and giving them a way in which they can manifest in their lives everything that their heart desires, all the business that they want, all of the clients that they want to attract to themselves, when you start talking in these terms, you're going to run into plenty of people who are interested in maintaining the status quo and are not too interested in having the masses, if you will, rise up and be successful. And there'll be plenty of people who are going to be heavily invested in keeping us all separated from our power. But as long as we choose not to be separated from that power, we will be in control. And once again, back to one of my big thoughts in this show, is we can step out of that victimhood process. Because it gives us the law of attraction and the other universal laws, and stepping into a more spiritual way of life actually gives us an avenue to bring us out of lack and limitation in our lives, to bring us out of scarcity consciousness, and to be clear that we live in an abundant universe and that everything we need is at our disposal. All we need to do is claim it, because it is there for our taking. Jesus Christ said, "Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall receive." This stuff is biblical. That's how far back it goes, and it goes back even before that. The music is up. We'll take a break here, and I'll talk to you in a few. Thank you.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together...
Welcome back. Here we are again. Back to more talk about The Secret and the Law of Attraction. Once again, that is my good friend Barry Ebert with It's What We're Thinking About. I love that song. It just really brings me back to the 60s and old-style protest songs. I just think it's fabulous. So we're talking about the biblical reference about whatsoever you deserve when you pray, believe that you have received, and you shall receive. And that is just very simply a law of attraction statement. It very clearly says that if you believe that you have received it, you will receive. That is attracting it into your life by absolutely claiming it is yours. It works both ways, too. In the Bible also, Job said, "That which I have feared has come upon me." And that which he had feared was where he had placed his attention, and that is what he attracted into his life. That is the law of attraction at work. It doesn't matter what the thought is that you put in. It doesn't matter what you reflect into that mirror of the universe. The law of attraction is a perfect, impartial, impersonal servant, and it only does what it's told to do. And when you reflect the negative into that mirror, that's what gets reflected back at you. But I wanted to give a couple more thoughts here on how far back all of this goes. The Buddha said, even before Jesus Christ, the Buddha said, all that we are is a result of what we have thought. which once again is about our thinking and our the thought processes, the overall dominant mental attitude that we have is what we attract into our lives. Now, what that means is that you can have all the positive prayers, all the positive affirmations, all the positive statements you want, but if your dominant mental attitude is not in alignment with that, then you will attract to yourself people and experiences, opportunities and circumstances that absolutely are not what you asked for. Because understand this and be clear about this. The number one attracting force in your life is your subconscious mind. And that's where all the negative stuff is buried deep. That's where all the voices are. That's where all of the negative neural connections are, and you need to break through those, and you need to do those once again with practice. And I'm hoping as we get further into this, I will give you practices, I will give you things to do to broaden your scope, to change your attitude, to change your thinking, and of course, change your life. But it is very much about that predominant mental attitude, because that attracts to you exactly something that corresponds to the nature of that thought. So if you're grumpy and grouchy, expect to get a grumpy and grouchy universe. It doesn't mean you're going to attract grumpy and grouchy people. It means you're going to get a grumpy and grouchy universe. You're going to have occurrences and instances in your life that just kind of seem like, my God, what is that all about? Well, it's about what you put out there, because that's what you're coming back. That's what's coming back at you. All the things, all the circumstances, and all the conditions of your life correspond to your mental pictures and to your dominant mental attitudes. Everything is an outpicturing of consciousness. So, excuse me, there is also the thought process. Well, you people will say, okay, things have happened to me that I absolutely wasn't dwelling on. I wasn't thinking about having that car accident the other day. That wasn't on my mind. That certainly wasn't what I was planning on attracting to myself. And let's go back to what I said earlier, that the most powerful attracting force in your life is your subconscious. And we seldom are truly aware of what we are attracting, because we are seldom truly aware of what's going on in our subconscious. So there is seldom, very rarely in your life will you attract directly from what you thought exactly that experience, exactly what you pictured for yourself is not necessarily what you will attract. What you will attract is a corresponding person, place, occurrence, circumstance in your life. You will draw experiences into your life. And again, it will be about your basic, predominant mental attitude. It will not be about things that you're concentrating on. In fact, concentrating on things doesn't necessarily bring them into your life. It's more about being aware that you want a certain thing in your life and letting go of that, making the statement, making the claim, letting it go, and absolutely trusting and knowing that in a given period of time, not your time, but in a given period of time, that will manifest in your life. I'm sure we've all heard stories. Everyone on this network tonight has heard stories about people who worked at something, and what their goal was just not happening. And so they quit. And shortly after they quit, someone else they were working with achieves the goal. Or there is some sign that the goal was just over the horizon. You must absolutely know and believe that it is coming to you. And I'm going to talk about more about that in just a few minutes. But what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about what we do to activate the law, so that we're starting to get clear about how it works for us, how we can make it work for us. You can't start any younger. You can only start now. Ernest Holmes said, "Start where you are." That's where we are. We're going to break. We'll take it up when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can't.
It's one of my favorite thoughts right there. There's people thinking scarcity and there's not enough to go around, and that's just so not the truth of the universe. That is where we run into big trouble when we get into nationalistic mentalities, when we get into protect our own, when we get into the rich versus the poor thought processes. It's all about thinking there's not enough. That is scarcity mentality, and as long as we think that way, we will be experiencing it. The truth is, there is an abundant universe out there, and it is absolutely willing to give us everything that we want, everything we need, everything we desire to live, not just a good life, live an opulent life. It's all there. I just read an article in Time magazine by a man named Jeffrey Sachs, and I don't know if you know anything about Jeffrey Sachs, but he is what would be referred to as a rock star among economists. Now, that's kind of almost an oxymoron because economists are pretty dull guys. But Jeffrey Sachs is a very forward-thinking guy. He is a mentor to the rock star, the real rock star, for the lead singer of U2, Bono. Jeffrey Sachs has figured out many different scenarios whereby we could reduce the poverty of the world just simply by being conscious of the fact that it is not a scarce universe. The article I just read by him was very interesting. There's some 995, I think, billionaires on the planet. And if all of the billionaires started to use their money the way Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates are, and as Rockefeller and Carnegie have before them, that we could actually eliminate poverty in the world, disease in the world, just simply by creating a trust fund from the billions out of they're worth the 995 million of them, I think, are worth something like $5.something trillion, maybe $3.5 trillion. I'm not sure what that number was, but Sachs's point was that after all of those billionaires live the most incredible lifestyle they possibly can with all the yachts and everything else, there are still trillions of dollars that could be put into trust that would help to solve the problems of the world. I find that a very interesting prospect, and I find it, coming from a very mainstream guy, and I consider most economists to be pretty mainstream, I find it interesting that that is about eliminating scarcity on the planet, which is a very metaphysical thought and something I believe in totally and am very clear is a real possibility, and it is true. I want to give out one more time here, or once again anyway, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I would love to hear your thoughts. Once again, that's 1-800-313-9443. If you want to talk to me directly about maybe being coached by me, or maybe just have some other thoughts you want to discuss, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That is endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. So back to our subject at hand here. We're talking about the secret. And we're talking about starting now to recognize its effects and recognize how it works in our lives. And the first thing is something that I've talked about several times in the last couple of shows, and that is decide to take responsibility. You need to take responsibility for the quality of your consciousness. And the quality of your consciousness has much to do with what you put in there, but it also has to do with what are your attitudes about life, about people. You need to stop blaming. You need to recognize your role in what is transpiring in your life. It really truly is never anyone else's fault, and you can claim it is all you wish, but the truth is it's always going to come back to you. There's always a path of attraction that that begins and ends with you. The causal factor of your life is your consciousness. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a lot to do with your subconscious, but that is all consciousness, and it is totally the causal factor of your life. Where your consciousness is at is what comes to you. It's what you attract into your life as your experiences. So first and foremost, there's a responsibility factor. And I think in most things in life, there's always a responsibility factor. And here you need to try and take responsibility for your consciousness. Taking responsibility for your consciousness in some ways revolves around, what do I listen to? What do I put into my head? What do I read? Who do I hang out with? Who are my friends? My mother used to say, I'm sure everybody's mother said this at some time, show me who your company is and I'll tell you who you are. Well, I used to laugh at her and think she was full of beans, but the truth is that if you're hanging around with a bunch of negative people, you're probably a pretty negative person. So you want to stop and think about who you are hanging with, who are your friends, and who are you mentored by, or who do you consider the people who influence your life? All of those things help to influence the state of your consciousness, and it's your responsibility, because your consciousness is an outgrowth of your thinking processes and what you put in. And the only thing you really totally have control of in this life is your own thinking. The next thing that you want to do is practice rejecting the negative. And that's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but you can start with your own head. You can start by going in there and stopping and looking at, analyze a little bit about those old voices. All those thought processes around, you can't do that. This, you're not good enough. You'll never make a living doing that. You can't, you won't, you shouldn't, you couldn't, you never will. All of those are baloney. And you need to take them and move them out of your consciousness. And we'll have exercises around those. The one exercise I mentioned earlier tonight was when you have those thought processes that say, this is my goal, but I'm not good enough to achieve that. When that little voice comes out, you respond, yeah, thanks for sharing, but the truth is I am good enough, and I will accomplish that goal because it is foremost in my mind, and failure is not an option. And if you continually put those thoughts in your head, catch yourself with the negative and correct it with a positive thought, you will absolutely change your thinking and move forward into emptying that space out for, by rejecting the negative, emptying that space out for positive stuff to come in. Before I go on to my next point, what I would like to do is we have a caller from, I believe it's Austin, Texas. We have Esteban. And let's see if we can get Esteban on the lead.
Yes,
Esteban,
sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you tonight?
I am incredible, sir. How are you?
I am magnificent. It's great to hear your voice with that kind of excitement in it.
Positive. I have to tell you, just listening to your messages got me excited. I had to stop listening to RBN some time ago here in Austin when the radio station went off the air, the Radio Free Austin went off the air, and it just happened to pick up on it, was just listening to some personal development CDs in the car, decided to see what was on RBN, caught your show, and I have to say, you know, everything happens for a reason. I am so glad I was stuck in traffic on 35 and happened to catch your show, because it is so incredible and refreshing to hear something like that being broadcast over the airwaves, and I just have to commend you and thank you so much for providing that.
Wow, my friend, you have made my night. I hope that this show develops into a personal development course disguised as a radio show. I hope you enjoy it.
That would be fantastic. I want to touch on something you said real briefly. You talked about people making a decision. I think that's something that a lot of people, fear keeps a lot of people from looking at what you're saying and giving it credibility, giving it credence within themselves. Because, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of what The Secret does, and a lot of what Think and Grow Rich, which, again, an incredible book, a lot of what, you know, going back to James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, all of these books, they demand that you take personal responsibility and personal accountability for creating your future and creating your thoughts and creating your mindset. And so many people are afraid of that responsibility. I forget where the quote is from, but it says, my greatest fear is not that I am powerless, but my greatest fear is that I am powerful beyond belief. And so many people are afraid of that.
That comes from, the book is sitting here on my desk to reference for tonight. That's very funny, Esteban, because the book, that's from Marianne Williamson. It's from a book called A Return to Love. It is an amazing book. It is an amazing quote, and it's about shining our light, and by shining our light, giving everyone around us permission to do the same.
That's incredible, sir. I just love one last thing before I go and let you continue with the show. One thing that has helped me, you know, the simple daily discipline that has absolutely changed my life occurred some years back when working with a job. I'm a solo entrepreneur, as you mentioned earlier, and that mindset is so important when you get up in the day. When people ask you, you know, how are you? Our common response is to say, I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm whatever, and just be blasé about it, and that tends to be what people get throughout their day. Well, next time somebody asks, you know, how are you, my response is always, I am positive. And being positive, having said I am positive day after day after day, you know, sometimes dozens of, you know, 100 times a day after day over the course of years, I have become a positive, motivated, driven individual who, I mean, like you said, there are no such thing as problems. There are only opportunities. And that's what that simple, tiny little discipline of saying, I am positive, when someone asks how I am, has done for me in my life.
You just tuned in tonight, and it's almost comical because Wednesday night was the first night of this show, two nights ago. And that was one of my examples of how I absolutely changed my entire existence. Was several years back, I just decided when people asked me, how are you, I was going to stop saying same crap, different day, and start saying something positive. And I started little by little, I worked my way up from another day in paradise, everything's perfect, I'm wonderful, to what, when you asked me how I was, I told you I was magnificent. That is my answer. It's magnificent or it's fabulous. And the truth is, Esteban, what has happened is those are the experiences of my life. And yeah, it's not that every day, day in, day out, is not perfect and wonderful every waking moment of every single day. But you know what? When it's not that, it is just a little less than that, which is still way better than it was before.
Absolutely. I just want to thank you again so much. You put that out there to the universe, and look, you attracted one just like you to you. So just as a living example of what you have to say, I just encourage the listeners out there to continue listening to your show, and I definitely want to encourage and thank RBN for giving you an opportunity to get out there on the airwaves and change some people's lives. I'm going to let you go so that I can keep listening to you. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Spread the word out there, and we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I hope you're with us every night, and please call again.
Positive. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow. That's what we're thinking about. That's what we're talking about. It's those kinds of people. It's that kind of an attitude that changes the world. That man backed up my story. I love his story, that the way you change is by deciding. You decide to change. You decide to take responsibility. And he mentioned that a lot of people are afraid to decide, afraid to take responsibility. That is absolutely true. But I want to tell you something. This is, and I don't know how to make this clearer than just to state it outright. Fear is only the same energy as faith misused. If you can stop and have faith in yourself instead of fear of what others will think, then you will change your existence without question. Estefan, excuse me again, Estefan brought up a quote, and I actually had brought this quote out tonight, and I'm going to interrupt what I'm talking about here with The Secret to read this quote to you, because I think this quote is monumental. It is from Marianne Williamson. It's from her book, A Return to Love. It was a number one bestseller several years back. Her statement is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I think that's an incredible quote. Again, it's Marianne Williamson's A Return to Love. Farther down on the same page, I'll give you one more bite of this. It says, if we wait for the world's permission to shine, we will never receive it. The ego doesn't give that permission. Only God does, and God has already done so. God has sent you here as his personal representative and is asking you to channel his love into the world. Are you waiting for a more important job? There isn't one. I think that's an amazing quote. I think it's an amazing thought process. It is about, that is very much about deciding. That is about deciding to be positive, deciding to shine your light. I love that idea of who are we to be fabulous, beautiful, talented, wonderful. Who are you not to be? Take that fear and turn it around, and no other energy is necessary. Fear energy is just simply faith energy misused. All you need to do is turn it around and point it in the other direction, and it works. Anyway, I thank Estefan once again, and please, anyone else who's out there who would love to talk, I'd love to hear from you. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to go back to what we were talking about here before Estefan called. The next step that you need to take, if you're going to learn how to use the law of attraction, is to unleash the power of your imagination. Napoleon Hill wrote that imagination is the workshop of your mind and is capable of turning mental energy into accomplishment and wealth. That's also from Think and Grow Rich, and it is about your imagination, is about putting into your head the visions of the things you want. To make a picture for yourself of what it is you truly want in this life, the opulence that you want. And it can be very simple. It can be material things. It does not have to be all some esoteric spiritual thing, because I got news for you. All the stuff of the universe is all spiritual. Money is a spiritual entity. It must be, because everything is. So is a new car. So is a new house. They are all spiritual entities, because there is nothing else that exists but the spiritual energy of the universe. Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. So the imagination is what you use to bring the good into your life. And again, that's about visioning. The next thing you need to do is to state your claim. And you need to choose who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve the past? Are you going to serve your circumstances? Or are you going to serve a chosen path? Are you going to choose to go about life on a chosen path that you've decided you're going on? You've decided that you are not your circumstances. You are not your story. You are what Marianne said. You are the divine incarnation of spirit. You are here to shine. Choose the path you wish to be on and know that that is what you serve. And by the way, when we're using the word serve, I just like to throw this out. If you can put everything that you do in a framework of service and truly mean that so that you are always doing something for someone else, if you can couch everything in a framework of service, then you will set the universe in motion to always be looking for ways to serve you. So, the last thing is something we talked about a little bit earlier. You must stay the course, no matter what. Because it's not, the universe doesn't know any time. The universe doesn't know size. It doesn't know time. And I think if you look at Albert Einstein, you'll find that time doesn't even exist. Let's stop right there because the music's up. And I'll pick that up with Einstein's thought there, and we'll discuss this a little more. I'll be back in a bit.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps.
There's no two ways about it. Solutions can be found. And I want to acknowledge once again, as I want to acknowledge as many times as I can, my good friend Barry Ebert, who sings that song. It's what we're talking about. I mentioned on the last show, I'll mention again, that song is coming out on a brand new CD, and I will make sure that all of my listeners know when that CD comes out, because I have his last two CDs, and I will tell you, he is worth listening to. It is all upbeat music. It is about living a spiritual life. It is about our connection to spirit, and I think you'll absolutely enjoy listening to Barry Ebert. The call-in number, once again, is as we move into the last segment of the show here. We got a few minutes. If you want to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. If you have any interest in being coached by me on a business or a personal level, I would be thrilled to talk to you. Email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I have a proven, comprehensive, step-by-step system through which I can lead any entrepreneur to success. I guarantee that the motivated entrepreneur who implements my system will increase his business. No two ways about it. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. So the last thought in our activating the law of attraction here, or the beginning of recognizing the activity of the law of attraction, is to stay the course. And as I mentioned, Einstein pretty much proved that there is no time. Time is a construct of mankind that lets us know where the heck we are at any given moment. But the truth is, the universe knows nothing of time. So whether or not you're getting what you want in a timely fashion is a matter of having the faith. Between the time you state your claim and the time of manifestation, the only thing that occurs is faith. You simply need to be clear that it's going to happen and know that it is so. And it will come to pass. I wanted to give you a quote earlier from Emerson, and I think I skipped it. And I think it's an appropriate thing that it comes in here near the end of our talk for the night. Emerson said, "Great men are they who see that mental force is stronger than material force, that thoughts rule the world." That, I hope, you get from tonight's conversation is the truth. It's certainly where we're going, and if you don't get it yet, I'm pretty clear we're going to make sure you get it somewhere along the line. There's a thought process I want to have for you, that there is no challenge in front of you that is stronger than the power behind you. And for every good endeavor that you seek to accomplish in this life, the universe is conspiring with you for your highest and best around that good endeavor. It's always true 100% of the time. There are no exceptions. Once again, the patience involved, the faith involved is important. But it is going to come to pass. I have a quote here from Paul Meyer. I'm not sure who Paul Meyer is, but the quote is, "Enter every activity without giving mental recognition to the possibility of defeat. Concentrate on your strengths instead of your weaknesses, on your powers instead of your problems." I think that's a huge thought. Tell your little problems how big your God is, not the other way around. Let the universe know that there are no problems in your life, that you are thinking in terms of solution, and that you are solution-oriented, and solutions are going to be what you find, and solutions are going to be part of your reality, not more problems. Always think in terms of, whenever you have a problem, think in terms of, okay, the solution to this is, and know that the solution is coming to you. The music's up again. I think this is the end of the show. I'm not really sure about that. But if it is, I will talk to you on Monday night. I hope you're listening then, and I look forward to having more conversation, to giving you more ideas, and to breaking free of these old paradigms, and know that we can live a better life, because it is absolutely what we're thinking about.
Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
A message for all homeowners.